Hey everyone, if you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, please consider following us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have any suggestions, go ahead and leave them in the comments. Definitely appreciate it.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who needs to cheat to beat kids at a card game, Aaron, and with me is my fed up older brother, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Get out. So, I'm doing good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Wait,
did you ask me how I was doing? Oh, no. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but how are you doing, Jay?
I am good.
Yeah, I wish I was doing a little better. We're both healthy.
Yeah, we are healthy.
In the midst of this scare.
Yeah, everybody wash your hands.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we both already had it, maybe. We both were really sick.
Yeah.
So, maybe we've been through it. Who knows?
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, what anime did we cover this week, Jay?
The cross-eyed classic, Watamote. Also known as It's Your Fault That I'm
Unpopular. Not popular.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, right?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Hulu. At the tender age of 15, Kuroki Tomoko has already dated dozens and dozens of boys in dating games and romance shows. The sad truth is that she gets tongue-tied just talking to people, which makes her entrance into the social pressure cooker of high school especially heinous and riddled with anxiety.
Yeah. You ready for some facts? I don't want to...
It was a pretty good synopsis.
Yeah, pretty good synopsis.
Hey, right. Go ahead, hit me with them.
All right, so this is 2013. It's 12 episodes. And this is a cringe comedy slice of life. So I was telling Jay before this,
yeah,
I had no idea cringe comedy was a genre of comedy.
I know.
But then once I read the different examples, I was like, okay, I kind
of
get it.
Yeah, I think Parks and Rec was one of them. And I can see it.
Yeah.
I didn't really cringe when I was watching it.
There's but some.
There is some, yeah.
But
like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, but it's not the basis of the show. Like, it is here. Like, it's the crutch here.
Yeah.
This is created by Naiko Tanigawa. The studio was Silverlink, and they've done Baka to Test, Kokoro Connect, all three Fate Prisma Ilias, and Masamune Kun's Revenge.
Oh, wow. Go check out that podcast.
Yeah, so this is directed by Shin... Unama, and he directed a Baka to Test, Handmaid May, which I've been talking about for years now.
Yeah,
and Bofuri,
the new one,
the new one, yeah,
the Shield one, right?
Or yeah,
defense, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm a max out. We mentioned that in the last defense podcast.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
This is licensed by Sentai Filmworks. The music was done by Sadispear Record, which is a side band of a Japanese punk band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
The opening was, no matter how I look at it, it's Your Guy's Fault I'm Not Popular by Konami Suzuki and Kiba of Akiba.
Is that one of the, Kuroki's voice actor?
No.
Oh, wait, does she sing the ending?
Yeah, she sings the ending.
Okay.
So the ending themes for episodes 2 and 5 are Musou Renka, Dream Love Song, and Yuru no Tobi yo Sayonara, which are both performed by Velvet Kodohei, yeah, I guess so. the ending theme for episode 6 is Natsu Matsuri, and it's by Usu P and Toku Minasuki, featuring the vocals of Hatsune Miku. And it's actually a cover of a 1990 song.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember I liked that ending for episode 6.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like Hatsune Miku. Mm-hmm. And it was really random to hear her on an ending. Like, I knew it was Vocaloid, like, right away, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, is this a Miku song? And then it was a Miku song, which is pretty cool. And then the ending theme for episode 11 is Sokora no Chaku Garumi no Fusen to Watashi by Velvet, Kodohoi, and I don't know what the symbol is. It's like a Prince. Saturn. Yeah. It's like Saturn or something. And those were performed by the voice actor.
Mm-hmm. I really like the way the voice actor sings in the endings.
Yeah.
It's like it sounds like the character singing. With, like, the voice cracking and
all always, that stuff. Yeah, always give credit to that. Mm-hmm. I love that when it's in character.
Yeah.
And then real quick, the English title for that song is Me and the Balloon I Got from the Costume Person. Which is really cute.
Mm-hmm. That's a reference to that episode at the cultural festival. Or is it the cultural festival or is it just a festival?
Yeah, cultural festival.
School festival.
School festival, same thing. Yeah, and it's the only really other multimedia is the OVA. And it has a secondary manga, but that manga ended.
Oh, yeah, that's about you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what the OVA is about?
Yeah, I kind of got the gist of it. I don't know if you want to talk about it here or wait.
Well, it's just to go over it a little bit. It's about the beginning part is them trying to figure out how to get the second season up and running, and like the way that Kuroki says it, how to do it is like make it pretty much like a girl harem, and they all like her. Like, they want you to be, like, a ditzy, mean girl.
Oh.
And I think the other one is, like, her cousin.
Yeah.
Is, like, a super genius lolly or something like that. And they both love her. And she wants, like, them to be mad if, like, somebody's flirting with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Something like that. Something crazy. And then the rest of the... but that's, like, the first 5 minutes. The rest of it is just, like, a recollection of, like, a memory that she has of, like, this one boy. After she makes like a fake like a story about herself, and it's like on the rooftop, and it's I don't know, it's funny, and you get both perspectives. You get the perspective of the boy, mm-hmm. and how like he thinks like she's like super mysterious and cool,
because she's
like talking about like military stuff and guns.
I actually really like that about, like, I wish. Going into like general things about this anime, I wish this anime focused more about what makes her like kind of unique and cool, instead of just constantly like having the universe like crap on her.
Yeah, get everything going the wrong way for her.
Yeah, I really loved her when she was talking about like she's a military otaku.
Yeah,
and I really loved those scenes, mm-hmm. when Yu was telling her about. Oh, you wanted to be like an arms salesman.
Yeah, Japanese the first merchant arms salesman or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's like so cool to see her talk about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she talks about the guns with the guy. He's like, oh, this gun is like usually you can't reload it when it's half unclipped or something like that. Or she says something weird about like when it's like half unloaded.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's a fun episode if you can find it.
And where did you find it?
Kiss Anime.
There you go. Illegal. Illegal means.
Yeah.
Real quick, what did you think about the music of the anime?
Pretty good. It's very it's varied. There's like a lot of different genres. There's like some metal songs, like the opening.
There's metal even in the background music in some of them.
Yeah. There's nice guitar songs as well.
Yeah, I basically agree. Mm-hmm. Nothing much I have to say about it, but it's just really good.
Yeah, pretty good. Very, very. I really enjoyed it.
First opening, the opening, really good.
Yeah.
Top tier openings.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me that it was like on like one of the charts or something like
that. Yeah, it hit number 43 on Japan's like Hot 100.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah. I wonder how long it stayed on the Hot 100.
I know, huh?
I'm very curious.
One thing about, I think it might have been, like, episode 6 or 7, but the opening, like, bled into, like, the opening scene.
Yeah.
And it was so cool.
It was very hype.
Yeah. I was like, that is, like, one of the coolest, like, transitions into the opening song that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and speaking of which, this anime has really cool cinematography. Almost, mm-hmm. like, too good for
the anime. Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot of great, great... just camera movement in this anime. I wish it was attached to a better anime.
Not that this one's like horrible or anything.
No, it's
like
not
that
bad. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I would call it bad, but It's bad in spots. I feel it's
spotty.
More bad in spots than it is good in spots.
Yeah.
But the good is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything general you want to talk about before we start, I guess?
Well, I mean, this anime is like really like controversial, I guess, right? From what I read. A lot of people like don't really like the subject matter, or it's really like half and half. Like a lot of people are okay with it, and like think it's like funny, and the other half is like it's like mean spirited or something like that.
I was thinking about it like as somebody who, which you probably would never assume, but I have a little bit of social anxiety. I think everybody does. Yeah, and I could totally feel what she was feeling at most points. And I feel like that's what makes people uncomfortable with the anime.
Yeah.
Because it does such a good job at
portraying
social anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
But in that, it's the butt of most of the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's gonna, you know, put herself out there. And then basically the world tells her don't.
Yeah.
Because... It's just not the time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. She's like super relatable in a way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can see how people would say it's.
Some people say it's like exaggerated and all that stuff. But I think it's fine.
Yeah.
The one thing that really bothers me about this anime and like how it deals with like social anxiety and stuff is that when she has like a breakdown, like a mental breakdown, she gets cross-eyed and it portrays her as like almost crazy.
Right.
And I don't really like that part of it.
Yeah. That. Yeah. I can see that.
Like, cause like, she's not crazy. She's just like really, really anxious.
Yeah. She's what's the word I'm looking for? I really like want to cheer for her.
Yeah, for sure.
For Tomoko.
Yeah, I the whole time when that one person that's in charge of the school festival thing mm-hmm. was like introduced, I wanted them to be friends like right off the bat. I was like rooting for them to be like some sort of friends.
Right. Especially when you like decides to leave with her friends.
Yeah.
Like that part's like was really hit me hard. Like, oh, she is kind of by herself now.
Yeah, like you definitely feel like the weight of being alone with when that scene happened.
Yeah, the direction, like I said, the direction of this anime is like really, really spot on.
Yeah.
Kind of dipping into cinematography real quick.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite scenes, and it happens a bunch, where Tomoko will like blur into the background.
Yeah.
Like, she'll lose all the color in herself, like all the other people like in the background gray. Will. Yeah. Like, no color. Totally just looks like a background character.
Yeah.
And there's even one where she's, she's trying to be herself a background character, and everyone else is colored in, and then she's the only one who's
mm-hmm.
not. And one of my favorite details, I don't know if you've noticed it, in that episode where she's trying to be the quiet, mysterious girl.
Yeah.
They're playing tennis. Mm-hmm. And she has her racket, and her racket is black and white as well.
Uh-huh.
She goes and puts her racket down, and the racket gains all its color back.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right when I seen her have the racket, and mm-hmm. I saw it was discolored, I was like, ooh, that'd be really cool if when she put it down, it gained its color back.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. She went and put it down and got its color back.
Mm-hmm.
This anime has, like, such... really good direction. It's like,
yeah,
and knowing how he's done a lot of good anime too,
mm-hmm.
I could see that. I don't know almost it's this the source was beneath him, but he did a really good job. There's like a lot of cool small details,
yeah.
A lot of like show don't tell
mm-hmm.
Details I found in this anime. Yeah. It was cool.
One detail that I really enjoyed was when she made up the club.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like two friends with her, like the fake friends that she created.
Yeah.
those two friends make another appearance when she's at the amusement park, daydreaming about the amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same two friends. And I was like, oh, man, that's so cool that they
carried it over.
Yeah, they carried over the two friends that she created.
No, it's so... I think that's the thing that hurts me most about this anime is that...
Fantasizing Tomoko, about friends.
Yeah, like Tomoko really wants to be out there and to have friends and... Mm-hmm. Like, that's what just kind of sucks. Like, that's, like, it is kind of mean-spirited in a way, is that whenever she, like I said, whenever she has to put herself out there, it just never works out, and people just talk bad about her.
Yeah. Well, they either talk bad about her or they don't talk about her at all.
Right. I want to move on to art. Do you have anything general you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, art, cinematography, I actually really like how Tomoko's hair is messy.
Yeah, I really love it too.
One thing I hated, the greasy hair filter.
Yeah.
That made me a little uncomfortable watching that.
Okay.
I really like the detail of her brother and her both have the
bags under their eyes.
The bags under their eyes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that as well.
I was kind of hoping, like, their dad or their mom had him also.
Yeah, we only saw the dad once in the anime.
Yeah, and the brother has, like, super sharp eyes.
Yeah.
He looks really mean, but, like, when he's with his friends, like, he's really relaxed. Like,
yeah, really relaxed, normal.
And then everyone else, I mean, it's kind of just normal.
One thing I really enjoyed was how they handle all the background characters. They just have them, they're just blank faces.
Yeah, it's really
cool. It's like there's like no features at all.
How do you feel about whenever Tomoko tries to change her outfit or change herself, like right away she's ugly.
Yeah.
Or she's drawn very ugly. I don't know if that's supposed to be like, I mean, you could say like that's her interpretation of herself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I kind of take it like at face value of like the one that sticks in my head is when she wants to become like a live streamer.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's like a really nasty fisheye lens and like her eyes are like really big and just,
she looks scary looking.
Scary looking. Almost like, that Momo curse. I don't know if you remember that last year. Mm-hmm. There's that weird Japanese looking horror bird.
Yeah.
Momo. That's what like she kinda looked like to me. I don't know, how do you feel about that? This is the scene of when she tries to look like a high school girl.
Yeah.
And then she just looks completely disgusting and her looks horribly dressed.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, I think it's just another thing that plays off into the whole social anxiety thing is just like she sees herself and like she automatically goes to like all the flaws and like, and then she becomes like, she judges herself and then all the people that, she just like plays like all these like situations in her head where it's like, oh, if I look ugly and I'm live streaming, that's all they're going to talk about or something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it fit. I mean, I'm okay with it. Like her looking ugly. It's just like a way to interpret her social anxiety.
Yeah, her, like how she sees
herself. She sees herself, yeah.
Which is fair. That's what I was like, yeah, I could see how that could be. Because she's not even like an ugly looking girl.
No.
Like,
I think she's super cute.
Yeah, she is really cute. I was like, I'd really want her to be
my
friend.
I know, right? I really like the way she talks when she actually gets the courage to talk to somebody. How quiet her voice is and how she stutters.
I know.
I really find that endearing.
I really also liked about her character. I guess since we're talking about characters, but what I really liked about her was the juxtaposition between the first and last episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Of her saying goodbye to the teacher. Like, barely being able to say goodbye to, like, at the end of the series, she's like, oh, but, like, bye.
Yeah, she says sayonara.
Yeah, and it's like, she almost doesn't even, like, notice how much she's grown since the beginning.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool. I really admire that. Cinematography. Do you have any favorite cinematography moments? I have one in mind besides the one I mentioned earlier.
One that I think of is there was like she was having some sort of recollection in the hallway, and like there was like a shot where it went like 360 around her. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
I really like I forget. I think it might have been the rain episode, but the view was from basically inside of the lockers.
Okay, yeah.
And so like the first shot was like just the square of her face from the open locker. Mm-hmm. And then the camera kind of panned over, or not panned over, but I guess panned out.
Yeah.
And two more lockers opened up of two different people. Mm-hmm. And it looked really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
One really cool note I liked was her computer screen, the light coming out of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or whenever her technology has like light coming off of it, it has like a really cool hue. Mm-hmm. And whenever there's like night shots of the house, you can see on the second floor the hue of the computer coming through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Speaking of that, I really like how this anime does the nighttime. It really feels like it's actually nighttime.
Right.
Because it's like super, it's like all black and it's just her screen. That's like the only thing emitting light, and it's pretty cool.
Do you have any other cinematography notes you want
to? Yeah, there was that episode where they went to the library, her and her little cousin.
Mm-hmm.
This is her cousin, right?
Yeah.
And she, after like the little cousin confronts that boy that she thinks is Tomoko's boyfriend, Tomoko interferes and then tells her to go off mm-hmm. somewhere so that he can talk to her, or she can talk to him. And like there was a shot of like her like grabbing like a book,
yeah.
And it's like you're the perspective of the book shelf, I guess. And then you see like her put the book back when she goes back to see what was going on. It's pretty neat shot.
Yeah, like we said earlier, there's pretty impressive shots in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of different techniques used.
Okay. Ooh, characters.
Want to go favorite or least? Or I guess most underutilized would probably be like the best one to start with, right?
Yeah, I don't think I have a least favorite character in this anime. But that's not even a good thing, because I don't think I have a favorite character. Do you have a favorite character?
Okay.
But I don't know if I have a least favorite.
Yeah, there's nobody that I have like a strong opinion of disliking.
Like, really, I was really on the fence with Tomoko.
Uh-huh. Whether you liked her or not.
Yeah. And there was the one episode, the one of the spring break or summer break episodes.
Yeah.
Where it's the end of the summer break.
Okay.
Where like the mom's asking her for help around the house or whatever, and she's trying to
get out of it. Yeah.
And that whole episode, like, she's like real, like, she's like real mean spirited in that.
She's like really selfish, yeah.
Yeah, in that episode, and I really didn't like her there.
She's just super lazy.
Yeah, and then at the end of it, like, she kind of recovers, and I think she's an okay character. She's fine.
You know, that's touched upon in the OVA a little bit, because there's like a part where she jumps off the little building on the roof,
yeah,
and goes onto like the roof floor, and she actually sprains her leg. But she still tries to act cool in front of the dude.
That's pretty funny.
And she just like stumbles off. And then at home, like her mom like tells her to like take out the trash or something.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets up like she's going to do it. But then she's like, oh, my leg. And then, like, oh, what happened? And they see her legs all wrapped up. And it's like, okay. And then she tells her brother to do it.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. And then her brother's like, you were just walking on it like 2 minutes ago.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Underutilized character, I would say Tomoki, her brother.
Yeah, for sure.
I really wanted to see more of their interactions together. Mm-hmm. Their whole family probably are underutilized. I would like to see.
Yeah, the mom, the dad. The only reaction we get from the dad, or anything that we get from the dad, is when he walks into the.
That one's pretty fun. That one got a good laugh out of me.
Yeah, that was a pretty good.
What a cool dad moment too, where he's like, "Well, let's just turn this off and put you to bed."
Yeah, I don't even want to think what you're doing with this thing. I would probably do the same thing as a dad.
I really love,
like, I wouldn't want to embarrass my son or anything, a daughter like that.
Right? Yeah. My favorite part of that episode is when she's walking through the district, and she just has like the boys love game or boys love anime in her hand, and the massager in the other hand. She's like, I should put one of these away. These are really suspicious, just holding these two things.
Yeah.
Really funny. Like, almost.
You'd think they'd have a prize for, like, a kid.
Right.
But no.
Almost, I would say, like, almost, like, Seinfeldian in comedy, almost, I would say.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Like, oh, I have these two things. I should really, like,
put one away. Yeah.
Yeah. Really funny. Do you have an unrealized character?
Well, I agree with you with, like, the whole family. Maybe the cousin a little bit. I thought she was pretty cool. I really like the 180 of her personality when she found out that Tomoko wasn't as cool as she thought she was. But then she ends up liking her because she's so, like, sweet.
What?
Trying to impress her with the card games and stuff.
So it's like that slash she sees that Tomoko is pathetic at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like.
The groveling.
At first, she's like, you know, I should, you know, feel, no, like, she feels guilty for treating her like crap originally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, she says it in the anime. Sorry, I lost track of thought. she says in the anime, like, oh, maybe I was being too harsh on her. Then she sees her cheat.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, okay, she's a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, but she deserves sympathy. And then that part actually kind of made me sad for Tomoko. Mm. Like, I don't know. Like, she lost, like, the innocence for her cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, because she says at the ending, like, oh, she's not looking at me with puppy dog eyes. She's looking at me like I'm an abandoned puppy.
Yeah.
So, like you said, like, she's being really...
Nice
and sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. That part made me like a little sad, but she kind of earned that ending herself.
Yeah,
because she did cheat a little kid,
but she did it to impress her little cousin.
I just thought it was real cool. How they thought she was queen, and
mm-hmm.
the queen always draws the card she needs
at the right time.
It's hilarious. My favorite part of that scene is the kid being like, oh, can I play you? And she goes, oh, are you ranked? She's like, no. Well, I don't play unranked people.
Who's the best one here?
Who's the best one? I know. It's so good.
that's like another general thing. It's like all the references that this anime makes. I mean, there's a lot of...
Oh, it was like magic, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, magic. They did a lot of Haruhi references.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool, good one. Did you even notice they did a weird knockoff God Knows, or God Only Knows?
Really?
Yeah. If you go back and watch the episode, there's like a really like off-key God Only Knows.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then on the last episode, they do another.
Another.
I was like really happy about that one. I was like, hey. I really like another.
That's like a weird anime. Like Detective Conan one.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of really cool. There was like a Fate one in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another general thing was Sentai does it sometimes, but when the anime is based on a parody, is a parody, they'll name the parodies in the subtitles. And that was pretty cool to be like, oh, there, or like, God, you know, this was a parody of something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think where this anime fails as a in a parody, its parodies, is the only thing functions the parodies serve are like, oh, look, it's Yamcha.
Yeah.
And they show that scene like twice, too. I think it was Mel Brooks once said,
mm-hmm.
A parody, it's like a parody and a satire should stand by itself without knowing the context of it.
If it's funny without knowing
what it is, then it's that's how you know it's a successful. Good parody, yeah. And it's I didn't laugh at any of the parodies. I mean, the parodies that I knew.
Yeah.
But they were only funny because I knew
what it was.
What they were. Mm-hmm. Or I was like, oh, this is supposed to be funny because it's a parody. Mm-hmm. Anyway, like the K-On! One was pretty strong too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was dressed as like one of the season two characters.
Yeah. And they're like strong. Talking crap about her.
Yeah, I know. Poor girl. You got any more new list characters?
Not that I can think of now.
So favorite characters. Yu is a weird character to me, actually. I don't know if she's my favorite character.
I feel like she's a little like
I actually really prefer her as her middle school self. Yeah. I think she looks really cool.
I knew you would.
I really like her with her dark hair and dark glasses.
You know, there's another in the OVA. There's a third character that's like a childhood friend between the three of them,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Yu's the only one that brings them together because, like, you know, Tomoko likes Yu and this other girl likes Yu, but Tomoko and the other girl hate each other.
No,
but the three of them only get together because of Yu.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah. She's like a weird ditzy girl.
Yeah, I feel like she's a little inconsiderate sometimes. I mean,
yeah, I can see that.
You'd understand like how your friend is kind of like socially awkward, but
I guess she's kind of in a ditz that way. I don't think she realizes.
Oh yeah, that, she is a little bit of a ditz. Yeah,
like she doesn't realize that her friend is socially awkward in that way, mm-hmm. which is like I was battling that idea. Because I was like, her being it's not too ditzy really to her, realize. Yeah, like it's not really her responsibility to, like, Tomoko.
Be friends with her just because she's socially awkward or something.
Yeah, but she does seem like they're like genuine like,
yeah, they're friends. Yeah, and they enjoy each other's company for sure.
Like, sometimes it felt like Tomoko thought they were more friends than they were, like best friends.
Oh, yeah,
like, I feel like Tomoko thinks that, like they're best friends.
You think that.
Yeah. Which,
for sure.
Now I can. At points, it didn't seem to me.
Okay.
Or they both think that they're best friends, but Tomoko is more serious about it.
Okay.
Because she's her only friend. So it's like if me and you were friends and like you were my only friend, mm-hmm. but you had a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't know the value of. Or maybe you would if you were considerate, mm-hmm. but maybe like in a younger age, you wouldn't consider like how much that means.
Yeah.
Like to me, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, that's not your job to consider that. Like I shouldn't hold that against you for not thinking that.
Yeah.
Your friendship means a lot to me,
mm-hmm.
Especially like at a young age or, really like at all. Because, like, they're really young.
Yeah.
So, I could see, like, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe one day, like, she won't even realize that she means so much to her as her only friend. Just because, like, Tomoko doesn't, like, share that, like, oh, you're my only friend or
yeah,
whatever. Which is, actually, I kind of like that dynamic. Because I feel like if she knew she was Tomoko's only friend, I think maybe she would probably help her
out more.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like that character of you might force herself to hang out with her more.
Yeah. And it'll be kind of like fake.
Yeah, exactly. And then like I feel whenever they're with each other, it feels so natural.
Yeah.
I really like that character action with her and mm-hmm. Tomoko. And how do you feel about Tomoko? Like, I guess we talked about it. She's very sympathetic. But how do you feel about Tomoko?
I really herself? Like her. I think she's cool.
Yeah, I think she's fine. She's real. I actually think she's real cute.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was just thinking of a really good part. But yeah, I really, really like her.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, really like her. I should restrain that. I really like her.
Too many reallys.
Yeah, too many reallys there. She's really cool. I was really rooting for her the whole series.
Yeah, for sure. I was
too. To make a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that she kind of gets a new friend at the end, but it's not really, like, confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, they can just be, like, acquaintances. Mm. Trying to think of any other character. The cousin, I actually thought played her role very well. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think she's underutilized at all. I think she was perfectly used. Like, I can't see her being, like, added to the cast.
Okay, yeah.
To make a big difference. Mm-hmm.
Like, she wouldn't really add anything.
Yeah. But she was cool. I really liked her.
Yeah. Tomoko's brother.
Yeah.
Favorite character.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Wish there was more of them.
Did you watch, like, the ending little skits with Tomoko practicing talking with her brother?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed cool. those. Those are pretty funny.
I really enjoyed...
it's like always like a one-sided conversation where like she's just talking and then he responds, but she's not listening to him.
Yeah. I really enjoyed in the last episode, they showed a little animation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the end credits, which mm-hmm. was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other characters you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
So.
I mean, I think there is that. More is there?
Not really. All right. Favorite. Oh, we didn't talk about her. I guess my favorite character, probably of the show, is the president, the girl on the committee, the girl on the cultural festival committee.
Oh, Mai.
Yeah,
Mai or whatever her name is.
Yeah, she's really cool. I mm-hmm. liked her. All right. So favorite moments. Least favorite moments.
These favorite moments?
Either or, whichever you want to go.
These favorite moments, one of my first least favorite moment is her ripping up the panties in the bathroom. Did not like that, how that was portrayed.
Oh, God, just like going crazy.
Yeah. I think it would have been a lot better if she wasn't cross-eyed, like I said before.
Right. I really don't like I kind of... probably would have preferred it more if her overreactions were in her head.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like in real life, somebody with anxiety, like, isn't like freaking out like that.
Yeah.
But they're like in their head, they're just like losing it. I would have actually really preferred that more mm-hmm. inside. I also really dislike the facial humor, I guess is the way I can put it, the body humor.
Okay, yeah.
So like whenever Tomoko's making like a weird face or whatever,
like we talked about, like the webcam and her trying to do a cute face whether she learned from the internet.
Yeah, or the when she's having the dirty dream in class. Like I thought,
oh yeah, yeah.
Like it was such a gross face.
I really like her, like she's like super like horny face.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I think it's super funny.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Like she's like drooling and stuff.
Yeah, like the situation I thought was really funny.
Yeah,
just the face was like real, like, oh,
exaggerated.
Yeah,
how do you say it?
A haigao. Yeah,
she didn't do that, but almost. Yeah,
it was close. Like her eyes were like twitching and it was like super weird. I don't know, like, just the way that they portray social anxiety is like two-sided coins. At points, yeah, it's like really good, and at other points, it's like really bad. Mm-hmm. And then like I said, like, using it as the butt of a joke, I didn't really think it was that funny of a joke. Maybe they would have did a better joke with it, but it's the same joke over and over again. Like, okay, how are we gonna set up for her social awkwardness to fail
or something like that? Yeah.
Favorite moments.
I liked when Tomoko was looking at the hotel with those two kids.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
I really liked the episode where the committee chairman gives her the balloons in the suit. I thought that was real cute.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cute.
Gives her a hug.
I like the part when she met that voice actor dude and made her say something like really creepy. And then she cut it.
Yeah.
And then played it. And then her mom heard it. That was horrible.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd be so embarrassed.
So the only part of this anime, originally there was another part that made me cringe, which was like in the first episode, when she's trying to get past
the brother and her friend and his friend.
Yeah, like that part made me really cringy. But the one that got me on this one was when the cousin goes and talks to the boy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh no, like when she was like, oh, like. When it's like a situation you can see from a mile away, like that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
because she's like, "Oh yeah, let's go tomorrow." Like, of course he's gonna say something. Like, yeah. I would, like, if you're like, I don't want to say if you had half a brain, but if you could guess, like, don't go back there with her. They'd be like, "Oh no, I could take the book back for you. Don't worry."
Yeah,
maybe next time you can meet him. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
To get out of it, but you can't have that. You gotta throw her into the ringer any chance you get. Any other favorite moments?
I mean, that massager thing, that was pretty funny. That opening into the opening thing that goes into the opening song. That was really great.
Really seamless. All right, is there any last thing you want to talk about?
Another thing that I really enjoyed was the dialogue, how she calls everybody the B word and how she's like so like overly critical about everybody.
Right.
Like calling everybody stupid. And
well, that, I guess that's like part of the comeuppance part of her, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's almost like a real bitter person.
Yeah, like she's not popular, so she hates everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the anime says, you know, it's your guys' fault I'm not popular.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with me. It's you people.
Yeah.
Which is like a real, like, toxic way to think, too. Girls in heat. Yeah. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about before we end the wrap-up?
I think I had fun with this one.
Surprisingly, not as controversial. I thought I was going to come out with like a crazy
hot opinion
about this.
And I know, right?
It was fine.
Yeah, for the most part, I like how it handled it.
Yeah.
Just like the one thing that I talked about that I didn't enjoy.
Right. So,
accessibility.
Accessibility.
There's a lot of cursing in this one.
Yeah.
Some panty shots.
They're pretty funny, though. They're pretty good.
Suggestive themes.
The thing about the panty shots in here, though, they're not sexually suggestive, though. Mm-hmm. Which is like,
unless it's made apparent by Tomoko when she was kind of trying to grope you, something like that.
But I mean, again, that's also really problematic because like that's the joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. Yeah,
she's gonna try to molest her in like weird ways. Mm-hmm. But. It's not like they're never supposed to be like titillating.
Yeah.
It's just they're always like the butt of the joke, which I actually do really like when like fan service is just the joke.
Yeah.
Which is pretty strong. And then you can catch this on Hulu.
Yeah. I think it's also on Crunchyroll, yeah.
I really wish I would saw the dub. I heard the dub is really okay.
Really okay.
Yeah. I think I sent you Monica Rial plays Tomoko.
Yeah.
And I really want to hear that. I felt like that's like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Jay?
Let's see. Rewatchability.
I think I'm good. I'm also good with this. Something you would change.
Obviously the cross-eyed. I would change that.
Right. You know, I would like to see this tackled in a more serious light. I thought it'd be really cool to see a character like struggling with social anxiety. With
talking to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like having a like an anchor person with them. Because like he was like Tomoko's anchor.
Yeah, but she's not always there.
She's not always there.
Yeah.
Like I would really like if there was like an anchor person or like somebody who she meets like in the first episode that tries to become a friend and.
Yeah,
they slowly become integrated into their life, into her life.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really cool, but it'd be so easy to be like, "Oh, it's a boy."
Yeah,
and then
they end up a couple or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like too easy.
Yeah,
but I would like to see, and I think there's not an anime that has that same thing, but it actually made me look up anime about people with
social anxiety.
Social anxiety. And so I saw one that I really want to cover that I've actually been wanting to watch for a while. I just had no idea
it was about the
subject matter. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, is it Welcome to the NHK? Yeah. Yeah.
So
I saw that as well. I was like, that one has deals with it.
I really want to check that out. And
that's
like a really classic. We could talk about it after, but if you know what it's about, it's really, really interesting. I read like a synopsis about it.
I didn't read it.
I'll tell you about it.
It is an anime that I've been wanting to watch because of how I feel like the title, not the title, the cover art.
Yeah.
It always interests me how the character looked. He's like grabbing his own head. Like he's like so like he looks anxious.
Yeah.
Like what's going on? Like, no, not to me. Something like that.
All right. Anything else you would fix, Jay?
I didn't even talk about this, but the pacing of this anime is pretty slow.
You know what? So this is weird. Maybe because you told me about it, I felt the pacing of this anime was actually pretty good.
Yeah, you thought so?
Yeah.
I think it got better after like the halfway mark, like around episode 6-7.
Yeah.
But
I think the only episode where I felt I was watching it like forever was the very first summer episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where the first half is just her wasting away her summer. I felt that went on for way too long. I get it. She's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And then the second half, I like fell asleep. I couldn't. It was like, I don't even remember what the second half was about right now. No, but like, I always felt like, oh, all right, we're at the half. This is the eye catch. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt like, oh, except for that one episode. Like, I never felt like it was super dragging.
Yeah. And I think the reason why I felt it was so long is because I think the beginning episodes, like, it had like two different like stories. It was like before the eye catch, it was like one complete story, and then the second half is like another complete story.
Right.
So, and I think after the second half, it's like more of like just one big story.
Right. I get you.
I think that's the reason why, but I felt it was just like so long. Like it felt like two whole episodes in one episode.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth. The rating. What do you give it?
I give this a flat recommend.
I actually give this a soft pass.
Okay.
It's a light pass. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any people who I'd like recommend this to personally.
Yeah.
That's usually the tough part.
Yeah, it's usually every time like we like do something, like me and my coworker, we usually talk about like what anime we're watching and stuff like that. And this one I didn't really mention, like, cuz I knew he would like not be interested in it. And it was kind of hard to describe this anime as well.
Yeah. Girl with social anxiety.
Yeah, I know.
And it makes fun of her for it. All right, now that we've made friends, Jay.
Yeah, you and me are finally friends.
Finally, after 104 episodes. I hope we're at 104. Pretty sure I'm close.
Yeah, you're ballparking
it.
Yeah.
104, 105. What do we have next week, Jay?
I'm picking an anime that we've already covered, but we're going to watch more episodes of. We're going to be watching Slam Dunk.
Oh,
please don't hate me.
Damn it. All right.
So let's just watch 20 episodes.
Okay. I guess. I was like, please. I didn't
please
want
to. Don't be Slam Dunk.
Yeah, I was like, please.
Don't hate me, Aaron.
That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, Slam Dunk is just like an anime that's like the anime that like really splits us.
Yeah.
I really like it. But
really don't. I think it's so boring. maybe, I don't know, maybe this time around I'll be more into it.
Yeah, now that they finally introduced a new character. I think his name is Ryota.
But what sucks is there's no more dub.
Yeah, there's no more
past,
dub.
Past the point we're at, so. Yeah. All right, whatever. Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk.
Where can we watch it, Jay?
Hulu. I mean, not Hulu.
Crunchyroll. All right. Very excited in my voice.
Aaron, I'm sorry.
It's fun.
Well, I really want to finish it, so.
It's fun. You're the one trying to use my tap out. We're only like 2 months into this. No, that's fine.
I mean, after this, that podcast, we'll be like halfway done with the whole series, I think.
Is it 80? 80 episodes?
I think it's like 80.
God, I'm almost tempted to be like, let's just watch it all. Let's just eat the veggies.
If we had to do that, then you would definitely tap out.
Exactly. So we're like, oh look, we don't gotta do no episodes. Tapping out. Anyway.
Slam dunk.
Slam dunk. Thanks everyone for listening.
Yep.
If you like this, go ahead. Leave us a like.
Follow us.
Follow us on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. Instagram. I don't know what's going on with Instagram.
I could try to start posting more stuff. It's been a minute since I did anything with that.
But
I still use Instagram like every day, but I haven't done.
We gotta think of ways to post on there. Yeah. I don't know how. But we'll think of a way. We'll brainstorm some stuff.
Yeah.
I know I posted that one video that one time.
That's the last thing.
That we put. Yeah. And I kind of want to do more of those. Just that I don't know. I always forget. I'm very forgetful.
Yeah.
That's it, everybody. Oh, if you have any recommendations.
Oh yeah.
Recommendations, leave them in the comments.
Yeah, let us know.
Email Jay. Mm-hmm. Jay has his email on the.
Yeah, apparently I have my email on there. So go ahead and email.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for subscribing. All our new subscribers.
Yeah.
And that's it, everybody.
We'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Everybody, stay playing BL games.